Hello, it's Tuesday, the 3rd of December in the year of our Lord, 2024. Bit of a impromptu show here. It's a call to action. Now, I did post something up on Facebook earlier in the week. I think I might have touched on it about a case over in Wales. Social services are getting involved. It's all turning very nasty. Well, there's been big updates. Even if you don't know about it, we're going to tell you the story right now. I'm joined with Kimberly Isherwood, RCIM, Public Child Protection Wales, who's going to tell us the story. And what the call to action is. Kim, hi, darling.
Hi, lovely. How you doing?
We're doing
Yeah.
good.
So,
Just
first of
concerned about
all,
this young lady, very concerned. So, if you could start at the beginning, Kim, and just tell the story. We have supposed to be doing this show last week. We were waiting because we were waiting to hear what their next move is. And of course, they've done it at the midnight hour. So, over to you, love.
yeah. So, first of all, let me just be perfectly clear. This is not a Public Child Protection Wales case. For me, because this is a friend, I am keeping out of absolutely everything. So for me,
Okay, I'm with you. Sorry.
yeah, so for me, this is not business. This is personal, you know? So this is a friend, and I have been asked to speak, okay? I've been asked by the child to speak as well. So I call her a child, she's a young lady. So to cut a long story short, we have a 15-year-old girl here in Wales who found a lump in her breast back in September 2023. It was concerning because the nipple had some discharge. So mum took the child to the GP, and the GP referred her then to the breast centre in South Wales. She was given a biopsy straight away. There was no scan before the biopsy. She was given a biopsy immediately, and it came back as benign. So, they were using some complementary therapies at home while this lump was under review, just rubbing things into it, looking stuff up online, rose hip oil, things like that, all the things, that the NHS used to mention. So they've been going back and forth to the hospital, and cut a long story short, the hospital has now said that this lump has increased in size. And they need to operate on it. No, they need a biopsy on it. So they've been pushing for another biopsy, but this young girl is scared. The last time was uncomfortable, it was painful. She feels like she's being pushed into it. It's not like in the beginning, the biopsy, they needed to know what was going on, but at this stage now, it just feels rather pushed. So social services came around as well, pushing, you need to overrule your child on this. You need to enforce consent, or we're going to be finding a foster placement for her. Bearing in mind that this child is the third out of four girls. So, mum has two girls in their 20s anyway. This is not a new mum or anything like that. This is an experienced mother. But they were a little bit misled because even though they were pushing for the biopsy, the surgeons were discussing mastectomies with this child and showing her mastectomy bras then, So they were trying to push for this biopsy using those means. Mum and daughter were threatened. They had the weekend to consent. Over the weekend, the child felt pressured. She was going to consent to this biopsy just to get them off her back. The social services said it's fine as long as this biopsy comes back as benign, you're going to be left alone. It's up to you what you want to do. But in the meantime, little did mum know, the NHS had actioned a court case against her, not just for this biopsy, but for an operation to remove the lump. And if they deem this lump too big so it can be benign, and they need to deem it too big, and then they'll go in for the full mastectomy. So this
The
is
reason
why they're going in for full mastectomies, because what they're saying is when they open you up to remove the lump, if they decide this lump is too big, then they are not going to come back for consent on a mastectomy. So they need full consent for the full mastectomy. So they go in for full control over this child's breast up to the age of 18, The doctor has said this operation will damage the nipple, the breast tissue. She'll never breastfeed, and that's why they need to do the full mastectomy. This doctor has also admitted that she's not used to dealing with patients of this age, so she could not possibly comment on Gaelic competence. Now, as you can imagine, this child is petrified. She was going to consent to this biopsy, but now they've realized what's gone on behind the scenes. They've had to jump into action. So, they've got a barrister on the case. They've gone to get second and third opinions, but there's complications there as well. The second opinion is going against everything the NHS says. They say they can operate, but with a small incision, minimal scarring, no damage to the breast tissue, no damage to the nipple, and she will be able to breastfeed. So, two contrasting views here, but there is an issue going on with the evidence. We haven't actually seen any evidence of these scans in the hospital or the results of this biopsy. So, no evidence has actually been shown. And there's a problem getting a third opinion because of that. So it's going to be quite an interesting case tomorrow. Well, it should be dropped, really. It should be dropped. We're talking body autonomy, Gaelic competence. There is no risk of death. Let me reinforce that. No risk of death. If this was life or death, fair enough, but it's not, This is a
So let's get this
15-year-old.
straight. The NHS via social services are wanting to take control of a 15-year-old girl's breasts until she's 18 years of age.
Yes. And because they want to remove this lump, but they've been talking about this biopsy, you've got to have a biopsy, you've got to have this biopsy. And they say in the court paperwork that if this biopsy comes back as benign, then they go in for the lump removal. But when they go for the lump removal, if they deem the lump then too large, they will perform a full mastectomy. That's why they need permission for the full mastectomy now, because they're not going to come back and get consent for the mastectomy later on. Because that's not how the operations work. You consent to in case something happens, or in case they discover something. So it's quite the family are traumatized, the child is traumatized, they have been misled on this issue. We just want to save this child's breast as much as possible. We've had a pediatric surgeon look at her, and the operation's quite different. The child has gone around the hospital, had a look. This is not a person that's saying that they do not want to be treated. This is a person that's being railroaded into permitting, well, overriding her daughter's consent then for what they say was a biopsy. And if this biopsy is benign, they want it to remove the lump. And then if the lump's too big, they want a mastectomy. Can you see where this is going? This is no risk of death. Obviously, we've had to get, second and third opinions, because if there is any, if the child is unwell, we need to get to the bottom of it. We don't need threats of mastectomies. We don't need a child to be shown mastectomy bras, be told that she could die. There's been no patient care here whatsoever. It's been their way or the highway. Well, not even the highway. You come in my way, whether you like it or not. Completely, there's no need for this. There is absolutely no need for this. We hear day in, day out about body autonomy, about Gaelic competence, but this young girl's word is not being listened to. Mum is being accused of overpowering, where she's just advocating. This could have a massive impact on the whole of the UK if this goes ahead. This case law will be applied to children all up and down the country for countless reasons.
Exactly. This is really dangerous because they can set that as precedent then. Right.
So,
So where is it tomorrow? What time?
it is
They
in the
obviously
High
need a little bit
Court.
of support there. How can people show support and get to London and whereabouts is it?
So it's the High Court Strand, London, and it is listed for 10:30. I don't know if it'll be open to the public or not. We don't know. This is it. Mum was concerned that this was all going to be kept quiet and brushed under the carpet, and when obviously, because I know this family personally, seeing the state then on the child, That's why I could not get involved other than to shout it from the rooftops.
Okay.
You know, so we don't know what's going to happen from tomorrow. We don't know if it's going to be well, if the case should be dropped. It should be de-escalated at that point. But if not, then, you know, they should allow the medical evidence from the other side, because this child has travelled up and down the country the last week, trying to get these second, third, fourth opinions. There is a top professor in the UK waiting to review her file. This is the top professor of breast lumps and cancers. So, you know, this is not a case of we don't want this child to be treated. This is a case of this child's time should be respected. She shouldn't have been frightened into this. She shouldn't have been forced into it. There should never have been any threats of removal and foster placements. There's never been no social service involvement in this family ever. You know, up until this point, the two youngest children are too scared to go to school.
This is just shocking. So, what about reporting on it? Can we get it everywhere? Because I'm just thinking, oh, good old Elon Musk is really standing to take a task against Starmer. So, I would like to tag him in a post about this case. You know, the more people that knows how bad things are here in the UK, that social services are threatening taking a child from her home,
Well, this
taking
is
them
the
to
reason.
court.
This is the very reason I would not get involved in the case at all, because I'm not getting involved in it formally. As far as I'm concerned, this is in my living room. This is in my living room. So I cannot pussyfoot on this, you know?
So we're all right
I
doing
am.
this and reporting this and putting this out and tagging certain people to
Oh,
make them feel.
I'm trying to inform as many people as possible right now, you know, in case these reporting restrictions come. This is barbaric. Like I said, this is in my living room. I have sat with this child. I have felt the feeling in the house. I cannot be part of that formally. This is ground stuff. This is my, you know, it could might as well be family. You know, the gloves are off, Lou. The gloves are off.
Yeah, it's got to be made aware of, because these family courts, the whole thing, it is such a disgrace of what is going on in this country. And the more people who are aware of what is going on and the games that social services are playing, and understand that children are the biggest commodity, more than drugs, more than guns, more than anything, it's all about the kids. And as you say, this is just one step. This happens and this goes through, then you can guarantee social service are going to be coming, could well be coming for your daughters.
Yes. This cannot be allowed to happen. And you know, like I said, I've got to keep out of this formally. But you know, this is back down to ground level for me, Lou. Th this is in my living room. And while I can shout it from the rooftops, and while I have been asked to shout it from the rooftops, it needs shouting from the rooftops.
Right, and that's what we're going to do. That's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
We're going to get this out everywhere.
Unless, you know, unless, you know, unless it's proven there's risk of death, then absolutely, you know, that is a game changer if there is risk of death, you know. But at this stage,
This,
everybody is
as of
a
this exact moment, there is no risk of death, as of
there is
this.
only there is only one small group of doctors from the same place saying, well, threatening that, you know, frightening. They are not reinforcing the risk of death. They are now talking about removing a benign lump, which they might think is too big. But who's going to think is too big? Because they've already admitted now, you know, they're not used to treating patients of this age. So who is going to be the person to judge if this is too big or not? And as you know, the breast is the one organ that can change throughout your entire life. So it doesn't stop growing at 18. I know, you know, girls in school who had mountains on their chest who are now an A cap. I know people who were an A cap right up until their 30s and now they're like a double D. We use them for breastfeeding. They change when you're menstruating. That is the one organ that will continue to change, you know? So we cannot go chopping these things off, especially at the age of 15. If anything, there should be a fight to preserve the breast.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Kim, I know you've got so much on. 10:30 tomorrow. I'm going to try, if I can, to get to London tomorrow to come and support you. I would like to shout out to the listeners of this show, if you can get to London to support. There are so many good people going up. They're all travelling up from Wales. We got to do our bit because this could happen to one of our daughters. You just
Yeah,
don't know.
absolutely.
So,
Absolutely. And this is it, you know, I am treating it as such. And like I said, this this has been in my living room. This is a friend. I know the kid. It's not warranted, you know, it's not warranted. It's completely unnecessary. It's barbaric. They just need to back off. They're going against their own policies, you know. They're going against their own policies, their own legislation. I can't even believe we're having this discussion.
So will they look to take her off the family? Is that what they're also going to try and do? So are they threatening that as well?
Oh, absolutely, they are threatening that. They are threatening that. Social services have even, they haven't been transparent at all. They went there knowing what was in the court paperwork, knowing the court paperworks had been submitted, but still said to the family on Friday, you got till Monday to consent to a biopsy. And then on the Monday, they knew about the court paperwork. Well, it's talking about a mastectomy in there. And you're sat here saying that as long as it's benign again, then the operation is down to the child. So what they're saying and what the paperwork is doing is two different things here, you know. I think the only ones who have been brutally honest, as cruel as they have been, but we can't knock them for their honesty, are the people who want to go in for the breast. You know, as barbaric as they have been in appointments and the way they've spoken to a 15-year-old girl, at least they've been honest.
Right. So this is it, guys. Call to action. If you can get to London tomorrow, to the Strand, to the High Court, 10:30. I'm going to try and get there if I can. There's a lot of people, contingents going up from Wales. I will update everybody as it, that if anything changes between now and early in the morning, Kim will let me know. Thank you
Okay,
so
yeah.
much. I know how busy you are. I mean, things are just crazy for you, and now you're having to deal with this, Kim. There's so much support and love out there for all the work you're doing, as I'm sure you're fully aware. And all I can do is encourage people to get behind Public Child Protection Wales. Not so, this isn't a Public Child Protection Wales case. This is something separate. But for everything that PCP Wales does, the kids of Wales are a damn sight safer than if PCP was not there. And hopefully, what's going on in America now with getting rid of this diversity, equity, inclusion nonsense, getting rid of the trans, it's going out of fashion. Companies are falling. It's not cool to be woke anymore. So hopefully, the Welsh Labour government will see that it's not doing them any favours at all.
Oh, they'll be waiting
And
a long time.
we've got to end this woke nonsense. We have to start protecting our children in the classroom, which is where they should be protected, but they're not. We need to get it out the classroom. We need to get it out of our bloody country, if you ask
Yeah.
me. So that's it. LibertyTactics.co.uk, Public Child Protection Wales. Darren is about to do a sponsored swim. I will get more details off him. I might actually get the man himself to come on the show, even though he doesn't like all that recognition. He does so much for the guys down there. There is a fundraiser going on for Darren. I will link that underneath this show. But if you can get to London tomorrow, get to the Strand, to the High Court for around 10 o'clock if you can. Kim, thank you so much, darling. We're here if you need us. We'll always be
Absolutely.
here. And thank you, and God bless you and all the team for everything that you do.
Thank you very much, Lou. Thanks, love.
God bless.
Bye.
Bye.